Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Vav Omud Beis, and we are in the middle of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, still learning the halachos of the Beis HaKnesses. And we had a discussion yesterday about what the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, the executive committee, the board of trustees of the town of the shul, is allowed to do, whether they have permission to sell, whether they not have permission to sell. So the Mechaber continues. We're on the second line on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. And the Mechaber says, V'im kiblu aleim b'nei ho'ir, b'feirish, b'mecher zeh, kol ma she'yas afilu yochid. If instead of utilizing the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir as the mechanism via which to sell the shul or to take care of things for the community had chosen one person, and that one person was given explicit authority to go sell the shul and do with it whatever halachically is allowed to be done with it, Masha Osa Osui, this person does have the authority to do that, and the sale or whatever he did with the shul is going to go through in this situation. Again, you're never allowed to do something that's degrading with the shul, but you don't have to necessarily use it in this situation for an elevation in Kedusha. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Aleph explains, Rotzalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Biofen Zeh, under these conditions, this individual, Dino Kishiva Tovei Ha'ir, he has the same halachic status as this board of executives, the board of trustees, the executive committee, V'may B'nan She'ir, as if they did this publicly in front of the entire town. Sherashayim Achakach Lahotzi Amos, they can take the funds that they get from this sale and use them L'chol Ma She'irtzu, to do it for whatever purposes that they would like, again, as long as it's not a degrading purpose, kiven she'yushu lozet, since they were explicitly told to do this. He was given specific, explicit permission to do so. However, aval unoslo stam rishus limkor, but if they just told them, go sell the shul, so then, oz hamos b'kdushasun, then the monies have to remain in their consecrated state, and he can't do with it whatever he wants, he has to do it to purchase either another shul or a higher elevation of kedusha, for example, say for Torah. This is brought down the name of the El Yerabah. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, V'im Kiblu Aleim B'nei Ha'ir B'Feirish, questions this, and he says, L'chor Rekosha, he says, at first blush, this is a little bit difficult to understand. Maya Difa Koach Yochid, Sheminu Ulazeh, why should this individual who was appointed for this specific task have more authority, more power, Yosir Me'elu, Heim Atzmo Mecharu, than the people who normally would sell it, which would be the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, the Osir L'horid Amos Mekdushasun, that wouldn't normally have the right to go and then use the funds for a lower kedusha purpose. So he wants to suggest the Chavetz Chaim the Efshor the Hocho Mayre the Bnei Ha'ir Im HaTovim Shalhem Minu Losu Yochid. He says it's not enough that the city just assigned him to do this, but the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, with the permission of the city, assigned them to do this. And therefore, the monies can go out even to a chulin purpose, albeit not a degrading purpose. But then he says, Achakach motzosi zeh b'fri magod and b'mishmas ozov. I then, Chofetz Chaim said, found that my answer was in fact given already by the Prima Godin in his commentary, the Mishmas ozov. Now the Ramah comments, and actually in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says in Dibra Maskel v'chol shiva tovi yair, he says that this Haggad that we're about to say from the Ramah should actually be listed at the very end of the comment that we made at the end of yesterday's shir, l'chol mashi yirtzu. So this is really going to be a throwback on what we said yesterday at the end of the shir, which we'll now explain as we read it. So the Ramah says, V'kol sheshiva tovi yair mochrim b'firsum, whenever the Zayin Tovi Yair, the executive committee, the board of trustees, goes and sells it in public, so then that is called mikre b'maimad an she'ir. That's done as if they did it in the presence of the entire city. V'einon tzrichin lomar hein olav, and the people of the city don't have the right to say yes or no in regard to this sale. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Beis explains, when we say mochrim b'pirsum, they sell it publicly, Rotzalomar, it means, the kol she mochrim shiva tovi yir b'fahesu, whenever the executive committee sells it in public, which we'll define in a second, v'lo b'tzina, and not privately, v'lo michu ben b'nei yir, and nobody from the b'nei yir goes up and challenges them, so it wasn't done on the sly, it was done publicly, and nobody challenges them, so that's called Mikre, that is called B'maimad Anshir Ir. So therefore, this has the absolute authority and it can't be recalled. V'tevas Olav, when we said over here that the Ramah said they don't have to say yes or no, Shekos of Ramah that the Ramah wrote is just Shigri de Lishta. They don't have to say yes or no. It means over here, who ain't a meduktik. It doesn't mean that they had a choice over here, but they had to say yes. No, it's just an expression and they didn't say yes or no. So Gam B'Mardechai V'Daki Moshe Ha'aruch Lesa. And in fact, these words that they don't have to say anything, it didn't include Hein Olav. In other words, if they didn't protest, then it's assumed tacitly that they agreed to it. The issue footnote number 41 brings down that we define over here pirsum could be any sort of a public demonstration or public mentioning of this sale. For example, putting up a modal of some sorts in the Beis HaKnesses itself, to put up an announcement, to send out an email, something like that would qualify as a public announcement. And he brings out from Yashi Zatzal that this is all called Befarhesya because of the idea Chavra, Chavra Islay. Everybody has a friend. And if you tell 20 people something, it will quickly spread like wildfire and the whole community will know about it. And therefore, that's as if they sold it in front of the Maimed Anshei Ir, in front of the entire city. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol Shel Kerachim, this that we have all talked about is talking about the Kfar. When we said, we already brought down yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah had an introduction on this, we differentiated between a city that is a small little city versus a large city. The small little city doesn't really get people, travelers from other places using the shul, and when they built the shul, it was totally for themselves. But the large cities, so their shuls are really built on the idea that they're for the entire Jewish community from all across the world. The people are stopping in and using that shul, so therefore the rules are different. You just can't sell such a shul because it belongs to the entire Jewish community from the entire world. So that's what the Mechaber now tells us. Avol shel krachim, these shuls from these large cities, shebayim shom mimakomos acherim, the people go not only who locally live in that city, but people travel to that city for the fairs or for whatever the reason, as we talked about in yesterday's share, and therefore you're getting really the entire Jewish community, the world, as so to say, part owners in that building. Afilu banu oso meshelohem, even though those people from the other parts of the world didn't contribute one red penny financially to build the shul, ain't on imkar. Then you're not allowed to go and sell it in the ways that we just said you're allowed to sell it, unless elim kein talu oso b'dasa yochid, unless it was originally set up in this way that so and so would have the right to go and sell this shul when they originally built it. As the Mechaber continues, she'oz yaseh bo hayochid mashiirtze b'haskoma satzibur. Then, when the individual was given the authority to do so, he can do so as long as he has, of course, the haskoma of the tzibur, the granting the rights over here of doing it with the haskoma of the tzibur. Now, that's a chunk full. So now let's look, see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. So Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lama Gimel explains. The Kivan, the Miyama, also Lushom, since people travel from far away to come to this shul in this big town, Mistoma b'nei ha'ir hikdishuhu gam l'das ha'nichnosim. So when this shul was built, it was with the understanding that this shul is for the entire Jewish community of the world, including those foreign travelers who are coming over there, even though they don't pay a penny for it. Therefore, the community, the local townspeople, don't have the right to sell this because it doesn't really belong to them, even though they pay for it. But it doesn't really belong to them because it was built with the understanding that travelers from far away would come to use this building. Because, and therefore, Shema Yesh Echad B'Sof Olam, there may be a person at the other end of the world, Shaya Samuch Lirazos, who comes to this town every now and then, or is near this town now, for Rogali Konisbon, he uses this shul, so this shul was really built, quote, for him. Uladai Tohuk Dusha, and on his behalf, it received its Kedusha. Vu Eno Maskim B'Mechira, and he says, listen, I like this shul, I like to go here. If you go and sell this shul, where am I going to go daven when I come to town? I have to go travel far away to a different shul, I don't want that. And therefore, v'lochein afilu hiskimu b'mechira shivatov ya'ir b'maimet an she'ir. And therefore, even in this large town, if the executive board, with the understanding of the local community, they do this b'maimet an she'ir, and they sell the building ein mechiras mechira. They don't have the right to do so, and the sale is void. The inu lo kaifil of ne'ir l'fanes sell, because these travelers that come from this other town, they're not subordinate to the local leadership over here, because they say, I didn't elect them, I have nothing to do with them, my view is otherwise, they don't represent me. Vafilu mirtzu lahalos achakach adamim b'kdusha. And even if the local people are selling the shul because they want to go buy a Sefer Torah, you know, Luke knows me a Sefer Torah, Uchai Agavna, they want to buy something on a higher level of kedusha than the shul's, than the shul itself. Gam kein ein lohem rishus lozeh. They don't have the right to do this. The shema osan acherim lo yaskim lozeh, because the people that travel to this area from out of town may not agree to it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chozeh b'stomet, this is all under the typical situation where nobody said anything beforehand. Avol imboralon de lo bono elo adaita demne irum levad. However, it's clear that when they built the city, even though it's a big metropolis and they'll know that other people from other places are going to use it, but they only built it for themselves. This is our shul. We're happy to let guests come, but this is our shul and we want to do with it what we want at any point in the future. Kigon, shehistu be'ez binyanam. They made such a tonight at the time of building it. Everybody's welcome to come, but we're the ones that make all the decisions. O shebishaz binyan ha'sekfar. Or alternatively, it was a little small town at the beginning and now it became a big town much later. So when they built it with the idea that this was a small little community shul. And only afterwards did a lot of people move there. So in this situation also, the Gamlosiul Hemachem and the other people did not contribute to this. So then, in all of these scenarios, Dino Kikfar, it has the halachic status of a small village shul rather than the large shul of a large town. The Chofetz Chaim in Sharet Zion in Sifkot Lamed Aleph says that is lo yitzur rak behistu. That which we said over here that the other people didn't contribute financially, that was only going on the situation where they made a tanai at the beginning. This is for all the people of the world, but we're keeping this to ourselves. Avol bekvar v'nasekrach, but it was a small little village. It started off as a small little shul and then it became a big city. So then afilum siu lemacherim beis binyonim. Then even if other people did contribute the money, nami ein klum. It still doesn't count for anything, as the Ramah already paskin in the name of the Mordechai in yesterday. Shir. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kosa the Magen Avraham b'shem ha-Mabit. The Magen Avraham writes in the name of the Mabit, Da'afilu b'esek knesset shel krochem. Even these large town shuls, im eino mispalel bo, yecholu lemochro. If they're no longer in usage as a shul, then one has the right to go and sell it. Deer footnote number 43 brings down, what does it mean, Einan is spalim bo? So he brings down from the Sharet Zion a little bit later on, who writes, Davka ba'ofen she'i'ef shol ispalim bo. The shul's decrepit, it's not working, and that's why nobody's davening there, so then they have the right to go and fix it. And he says, certainly, in Ein bi'adam ispalim dai mamun kidei lahasik is basic necessity, that they don't have enough money to go and fix up the shul, so then it's clear that everybody in the world, Ramosha Feinstein Zatzal writes in the Igros Moshe, of course they can sell it, because otherwise it's going to just go into default. It's going to be taken over because of lack of payment of taxes or for whatever the other reason, and therefore the shul will ultimately be sold anyway, so they might as well sell it now when it has some value. And certainly all the other Jews of the world would agree to it in this situation, because nobody's paying for the shul to leave it the way it is right now, so therefore they would be allowed to sell it in this situation as well. Ramosha also brings down an Igris Moshe, the Hainu She'ein Boim L'Sham Asari Noshim L'Spala. The definition of it's not being used is that they can't make a minion anymore. So they don't have the people coming in from other places to go and help make the minion. So therefore, if they don't have the minion over there, they're allowed to sell it. And therefore, Ramosha writes, Apizeh Hitil LeYehudim She'ozu Asirum. When a neighborhood changes and the people move out of the neighborhood and there isn't dominion left anymore, so even though at one time might have been a shul for the entire Jewish people, this was a very popular area, but now it's not anymore. So therefore, in this situation, they have the right to sell the shul, even though they don't have, quote, the permission of every Jew in the world, because they're taking the funds from here to go build a shul in the new neighborhood that they've moved to. So they have the right to do this. And furthermore, he brings out from the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal, you have cities in Europe that have beautiful shuls and the property is still available and owned, or the building is still owned by a Jewish community, and the Nebuch, there's nobody left in the city that cares about a shul. So Kivan Shein Mispalim Bevatik Knesses Eilu, these shuls have nobody davening in them, so Rav Ozner Zatzal writes, Mutu Lemochrum, you're allowed to go and sell them, and you take the money that you get from these sales of these shuls, and you use it to fix up the cemeteries in those places where those people lived, because that would be a takana, so to say, that the money is being used for those people in some way. The Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Avol Shel Krochem, he says, he brings down from the Tshuvas Masas Binyamin, the Ba'aratzos in countries, Shamina Gakilos, the custom of the community is, even for these big shuls from the Krachim, Lahamed Aleim Manhigin Uparnosim, the Lohem Mekel Makel Uritzua B'chol Iske Akila, and they run the community with an iron hand, they're judges and they really run the community, so then, Ein Chiluk B'kfarim L'Krachim, then there is no difference between a small little town and a large town, because even in the large town, they run it, and it's not subordinate to the rest of the Jews of the world. And they can even sell it for a social hall of some sort, for a wedding hall. And they can sell it and use the monies for a secular purpose, even if the local people in the city object to it. Adkan Lashonu. This was the statement of the Masas Binyamin. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says, I did not bring this down. The Chofetz Chaim writes, that's only in those places that have this custom. V'lo etakti b'fnim, I didn't write this down in the Mishnah Berurah, because in our communities, they don't have the strength to do this. The issue for number 47, he brings out an interesting idea. What about a shul that's, so to say, part like of an organization, like, for example, a Young Israel shul, or an Aguda shul, or an OU shul? So he brings down over here, in this situation, in the name of Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Zatzal, Shekishyesh Od sveikos badover. If there's any doubts over here, bevada yesh lahakav lismoch al kach sheyesh bekochem lemkor. Then you can rely upon the fact that they're given the authority, so to say, by their national body. He brings down also for Moshe Feinstein, Leinian Beis HaKnesses, Shekol Hechleitos Tuluyos Rak B'Chaverim HaRishumim. There's only a listed group of people that have the authority to go and make changes. So this, even though it's in a krach, even though it's in a big city, that only those listed people have the authority to go make any changes. So therefore, that would apply as well. It would look like a shul of a kfar rather than the shul of a krach. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Daled writes that you're not allowed to sell the shul when we're talking about the krach type of shul. We're only talking over here when they're selling it to an entity that will not use it as a shul. However, but for example, if one organization is selling it to another organization and it's still going to be used as a shul, so then what? Then of course they're allowed to sell it. For what difference does it make to the people coming from this out of town place to daven in this krach shul? So what happens if it's a Republican shul or a Democratic shul? It's a shul. It's a shul. It's a shul. So whether it's now a Hasidic shul, whether it's a Litvish shul, a modern Orthodox shul, or as long as it's a kosher shul, what difference does it make who the ownership, so to say, of the shul is? So therefore, the people of the world can't object if they're selling it for the purposes of it still being a shul. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Hey writes Elo im kein talu oso v'chulei. If they gave it to a specific individual, then he does have the rights. What does that mean? Hainu, shetolu b'yeis habinyan. At the time that they built it, es habeis haknesses al daito. This was the rule that they put into place when they built it. And therefore, val kein daito chashuva achaka kishiva tuve yir. And therefore, his desire to do with it as he was assigned to do, he has the power and strength of the Zion tuve yir. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, that's only if they used only their own funds, then they can make this t'nai, so to say. But if people from out of town also supported the shul, then they can't say, well, we asked the Yankel to go and take care of everything over here. The people from outside of town never asked for that, and therefore they have a say in the matter. Because there could be people that contributed from across the world that aren't happy with this over here. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Vav writes Baskamas Tzibur, but this person can do it if he has the support of the Tzibur. They obviously never intended him to sell it unless it was with their permission. So if what does it help that the Dasa Yochid is selling it? The low boy Tuveir. You don't need the executive committee. They assigned it to this person, and as long as the community wants it to be sold, he can take care of all the matters without having to go through an executive committee. As long as the community wants it, he can do it on his own. And nobody else can object to this from out of town. And if they specifically stated that they want this individual to be empowered to go and do this, he can sell it. If they said you could go and sell it even without our permission, then he doesn't have to actually get their haskama on it because they gave him permission to do so. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, go look at the Bir Halacha for further details about this. That will conclude today's shiur.